ശ്രവണായാവി ബഹുഭ്യർന്ന ലഭ്യ. ഹൈ സ്വാമിജി, ഇഫ് ദിസ് ഈസ് ദ ട്രൂത്ത്, ഹൗ ഈസ് ഇറ്റ് ദറ്റ് വി ഹവ് നോട്ട് സ്പ്രെഡ് ഔട്ട് ദീസ് നോളജ് ഫ്രം ചൈൽഡ്ഹുഡ് ഓൺവേർഡ്സ്? എവറി ചൈൽഡ് മസ്റ്റ് ബി ടോൾഡ് സോ ദാറ്റ് എവറിബഡി ടേൺസ് ടുവേർഡ്സ് ദ പെർമനൻ്റ്, ദ ഇറ്റേണൽ, ദ ഇമ്മ്യൂട്ടബിൾ, and not rovel and suffer, come to suffer in the realm of time and mortality. Why not? The teacher points out, my dear boy, even though this knowledge is there, it is not available. Even if you hold them by their collar and explain to them, yeah, don't run for the drinks and the women and the wine, is it? There's nothing in it. Your nose gets unnecessarily flattened for the good thing that you're... He warned! The world is not suffering for lack of advices. The individual must think and he must accept it. Nobody else can give it to him. Knowledge is not a thing that you can give. Knowledge is a thing that you can take. If it is available, you can take. But taking is your job. Nobody can guarantee and come back and say that, I shall teach you. What are you talking? You throw your leg on the table and say, okay, try. Nobody can inject knowledge to another. Impossible. It's not a cup of tea that you can pass it on. You have to absorb it. Therefore, he says, Shravanayapi bahubhir nalibhya. Even to hear about this, even the chance of revelation of this great knowledge, bahubhir nalibhya, many cannot get. Behind each one of you, don't you think that at least 1,000,000 people are there standing who have never heard about the Upanishads or the spiritual things? In spite of the missionaries, in spite of the masters running about, is it ever possible that everybody will come to know about it? All right. Now, Swamiji, in good old days it is difficult. Now communication is so easy, so that you can spread this knowledge. Newspaper, a column, you start your own newspaper, and one column is only religion and spirituality. Whether they like it or not, you print it every day. After some time, when there's nothing else to do, you read it. Not bad. You start reading next day onwards. You can vary as much. What is the television? The church is doing television. 1,890 television programs are going on in America. Church, religion. The channel is church. And also church. Hi, channel! Switch off. This is the church programs are considered to be more difficult or more confusing than advertisement. Until at last, cartoon came. That's better. So, you don't think that lack of advertisement or publicity. It is not. Even if it comes in front of you, you will close your eyes. Bahubir na lebhya. Shrunvandobi bahavo yam navidyu. Now, you are all listening. Do you think that by listening, you will understand it? Many of us listen. And some of us have become addicted to listening. Yet, nothing goes in. What have you understood? That is very difficult to say. Meaning, I have not understood anything. Even if you hear, how few really grasp it in its true essence. You may misunderstand. That is easy for everybody. But to rightly understand in the same tempo as the scripture or the master or the prophet has said, how few can really understand? In fact, this great truth, even to express it, is very rare people, very few people can express it. Ascharyovatta, if there is anybody who can give it to us, it at our level, coming down to our level and give it out, is Ascharya. It will be a wonder. Meaning very rare. Kushalo asya labdhva. Now, if there is a student among thousands who are listening, even at least one rare student has really heard from the teacher and understood it. Understood not intellectually, I am talking. Intellectually many people will understand. But come to click in and get that gliding into that state of consciousness. Ascharyo jnata kushalo nishushta. Honestly, how rare is such people? And the rarest is jnata, one who has realized it. When taught by a kushala, kushala, a man of dexterity, one of eloquence, of real expression, when it is talked by a teacher, you and I may come in contact with the highest master, but nothing will happen to us. Master, hi. Master cannot help you. Unless we bring our mind, and the mind must be ready for it, and it comes there, then it becomes easy. Matchbox and gunpowder, when they meet together, there is no time limit necessary. Instantaneously, there will be a blast, isn't it? The statement is true. Gunpowder and matchbox. Or matchstick, all right, match. When they come together, the blast doesn't take time. You can't say that it is not yet warmed up. I'm doing it. Why the blast is not coming? It's instantaneous. Yet, you can bring a matchbox and the gunpowder. What did he say? Gunpowder and matchbox. Right. Gunpowder is here. Matchbox. Put the matchbox on the top of it. Watch it. Nothing happened. Matchbox there means something. It's not matchbox, it's a matchstick. Okay. Take 25 sticks and throw it. Nothing wrong. Matchstick I meant is one that is struck and a naked flame. Okay, Swami. I'm going to blast. Gunpowder, matchstick. Nothing. Why? The gunpowder was yesterday in the rain, got wet. So the gunpowder must be dry. The matchstick there means with a naked flame. If these two qualifications are there and brought together, there is no time to say when it will burn. Because by the time you say instantaneous, the fellow who brought the fire is gone. He won't listen. It doesn't take time. So that teacher must be fully established in the higher. The student must have Nachiketa-like personality with no traces of lingering desires for the outer world. Nothing but that. Single-pointed command. When such a master and a teacher comes together, flash is immediate. So the teacher points out that Ascharya, really, how rare is such a student? How rare? I mean, the majority never even get a chance to hear. Even if you hear, very few can really understand. You may understand the superficial meaning. Indeed, a teacher who can give it out at our level of understanding is indeed rare. And the student who can really understand it and reach there is a wonder, wonder in the sense, very unique. It is not everybody that can, in Lama says, In large numbers it cannot. In large numbers we can do kirtan, bhajan, make noise, etc. Assemble together, pilgrimages and all that. But then to gain that unfoldment, very few can.